Welcome to the Estate Planning Experts Podcast. Created by best-selling author and nationally recognized estate planning attorney, Shane Smith. On each episode, we bring together experts in various aspects of estate planning to help you protect your family, your assets, and your peace of mind. To get your free copy of Mr. Smith's Consumer Awareness Guide, How to Avoid the 7 Deadly Sins of Estate Planning, or if you are in Atlanta and are interested in your free Estate Planning for Life consultation, simply register at www.theestateattorneyatlanta.com.
Welcome to Estate Planning Experts. I have the good fortune today to be interviewing Mark Lennox of Canterbury Court. Mark, thanks so much for doing the interview.
Well, thank you so much for asking. Glad to do it.
Our pleasure. Now, let me ask you this before we dive right in and talk about the facility and the amazing work you're doing. Can you tell us a little bit about how you got into the business?
Well, yes. Several years ago, I was in hospital marketing, but then had an opportunity. I have a dual degree. I also have a television production background. And so I opened up a television station down in Noonan, Georgia. And we were doing a senior living television show. And then when 9/11 happened, all of my advertisers, well, 98% of them bailed on me. If you remember, the economy was kind of a weird economy at that time. So sold everything with the TV station, went under, sold all the equipment, and the gentleman out at Wesley Woods, which was a continuing care retirement community, gave me a call and said, well, we're not doing a show anymore, but I sure need a sales and marketing director. And so that's how I got into this. And that was back in 2002. And so I've been in this business ever since. So,
wow, good for you.
Yeah.
What do you like best about the business that you're in?
Actually, the thing I like best is being, and I think most people in this business will say this, you have to have a passion for the senior out there. And so I really just have a spot in my heart for seniors and enjoy being an advocate for the seniors. And it's just a great business. The rewards are phenomenal. I mean, when you get to sit down and with the people that you serve and work with, really, it's really a great way to learn about life and everything from A to Z in this world, because these people have lived it and have experienced everything. And so it's just a very rewarding and self-rewarding business to be in.
That makes total sense. I would agree with that. Tell us a little bit about your facility.
We were the first continuing care retirement community in Atlanta. There's only four. And we started in 1965. This is actually our 50th anniversary this year. And so, but we are a licensed continuing care, which means we have 197 independent apartments. We have 18 assisted living apartments or personal care. And then we have, we're licensed for 44 skilled nursing beds. And we sit on 11 beautiful acres with beautiful gardens right here in the middle of Buckhead in downtown Atlanta.
And what would you say differentiates you? Obviously, you're the first continuing care community here. What would you say, there are obviously there are now four continuing care communities. There are also traditional, nursing homes and retirement
right.
communities all over the area. What would you say differentiates Canterbury?
Well, first of all, the space that we have. It's very rare that you have this kind of acreage in the middle of Atlanta. So we have the fact that we sit on these beautiful gardens, and Ed Doherty, who's a landscape architect in Atlanta, designed these gardens to give people an area in which they can walk their pets, garden, do all the different things, bird watch, do all the different things in Atlanta that they were doing in their home to be able to retire into a community where they can still continue these activities is pretty cool. We also, so having the acreage here is one thing. The other thing is that we kind of have, when it comes to our nursing care and our health care here, the residents that we serve actually get a medical benefit. And that gets pretty complicated. But just know that once they're here, they will pay less for their medical care and for their skilled care and skilled nursing and in the nursing home than they would anywhere else in the area. We're about 35 to 40% under the going rate for skilled care.
And you're providing a higher level of care in a better facility, which sounds like a no-brainer to me.
That's right. That's exactly right. In our entrance fees, you know, we have entrance fees, and just like every other continuing care, but our entrance fees are right in line with everybody else, if not a little bit less. And then with the medical benefit and the tax deduction, medical deduction people get here every year, we're well under our competitors. So it is. It's a great community. And also, too, we have funds that we have put aside so that we can serve. We were actually started by the Episcopal Church in 65, and so we have some funds put aside for people that, for priests and their families that were in this diocese in the Episcopal Church. So we also have those funds aside. So it's a great crowd.
What do you see as some of the most common mistakes Atlanta seniors make when trying to choose a facility like yours?
They wait too late. If you're going to go into a continuing care, then the biggest challenge that we as marketing and salespeople have in this business is to try to help people understand that this is a choice you make while you're healthy, while you can still, you know, go to the, you know, we're the number one season ticket holders to the Atlanta Symphony. Our bus takes off and half our, you know, population jumps on the bus and goes. So it's a, you know, we're still very active and people tend to still have this idea because this, you know, the greatest generation, the ones who we serve right now, still have this preconceived notion, or they remember taking their grandparents or their parents to, you know, the old convalescent centers where people sit in the hallways and are not exactly in the best shape. So it's, you know, that's kind of their mentality, and so they think about retiring and coming to a community when they, quote, need it. And we struggle very hard to help them to understand you don't want to come, nor can you come when you need it. You'll want to come when you can still really enjoy, you know, the lifestyle, you know, the fitness center, the indoor pool, the theater, you know, all the activities, and while you can still make friends and still really enjoy, because we are, it's in this business, it's used too much for sure, but it's the saying is it's like a cruise ship that never leaves the port. When you come to a continuing care, you're coming for the lifestyle and not to come in for nursing care. That's down the road.
Wow, I wouldn't have thought of that. That obviously people have a lot of misconceptions that I'm sure you run across all the time.
Yes.
You just mentioned. How do you overcome that?
Educate and educate and educate. We have two seminars a month or two luncheons a month. We buy the waiting list, but the mailing list, so that we can reach the right people, age, income, qualified people in the area. We send out to 13 different zip codes within about a 10 or 12 mile radius from where we are. Updating the website. We just have to educate people, and so that's our. That's our biggest challenge, and so that's what we do. And then, you know, there are a lot of great retirement communities in the Atlanta area and a lot of great nursing homes, but there's only four where everything's an all-in-one or one-stop shop, so to speak. So that's kind of who we are.
That makes a lot of sense. Obviously, you've got confidentiality policies in place to protect your folks. Can
sure.
You give me an example of Mr. and Mrs. Jones, one of your most recent new clients, and how they found you, what they were looking for, type of stuff?
Sure. Yeah, we just had a couple move in that moved here because children were in the area. They have a daughter who moved into the area and is a physician at one of the local hospitals, and they were looking to retire somewhere. And you'll find in this business that the majority of people will move. If they have a choice between moving where the daughter lives and where the son lives, the majority will move to where the daughter lives. Because I guess
interesting.
I guess they're known a little better for taking care of mom and dad. So but normally the daughter wins, and so we have quite a few people that move in because of adult children in the area. So, yeah, so we had this couple just moved in. He was retired. He was a retired physician himself. They were in North Carolina and just decided to move near the daughter, so they came to Atlanta. But still very healthy, 72 and 71 are the ages, and do understand this concept and wanted to go ahead and get here and get settled and make friends and kind of get to know Atlanta before their aging in place started to catch up with them. So we call that the event, before their event happened, whatever that is.
Right, and I would imagine there's a bunch of different events that could affect you in different ways.
Absolutely.
Who is an ideal, do you call them clients, do you call them residents, what do you call your folks?
We call them prospects.
All right, who's an ideal prospect for you?
An ideal prospect is anybody who is healthy and understands the lifestyle and can come in and just really flourish. And you know, that means that whether it's a couple, if it's a single person, then the ideal single person is someone who's lost a spouse and is lonely and is looking, but is still very healthy, very active, but just doesn't like staying home alone. And that's another great prospect. As a matter of fact, we kind of divide up who we go after. Like for the larger apartments, our apartments range anywhere from 300 square feet to 3,000 square feet. So some of the bigger three-bedroom with den apartments, then we will focus on couples or people that come from really large homes. And then for our one-bedrooms, we'll focus on widows or widowers that maybe just be lonely and just need to come somewhere where they can have activity, socialization, and just enjoy this chapter of their life.
And what else do you want to share with our listeners about Canterbury?
Well, just that this choice of this lifestyle is just a fantastic way to live out the last years of your life. So when you can come to a place where you can socialize, one of the unintended consequences that I have residents tell me over and over is that they never expected to move to a community where they made such deep and long-lasting relationships or you know, last as long as they do once they begin here, but to go through end of life with the type of relationships they make and the depth of the friendships that they make when they move to a community such as Canterbury. They say it's just they never thought that would happen, because normally when we get to our 70s, 80s, 90s, friends, you start losing friends. You know, it's almost, you know, weekly you start, you know, hear somebody that you know that's gone or has gone to a higher level of care, or they've gone to a nursing home. And so they get in this mode of, oh, who's next or what's happening? And then when they move to a community like Canterbury, they're all of like-minded people. Everybody here is going through the same thing. Everybody here is going through the last chapter of their life, and they're just trying to make the best of it, having a great time. So they really do establish these very deep and meaningful relationships, and it's kind of a neat thing to see, and to see how close the residents are. So it's a great choice to make, and it's a great way to really stay engaged. There's a study out there that says people that move to continuing care into high-end retirement communities, they add 5 to 7 years to their lives. Because the stress is taken away.
And I so bet, you know, I would think that normally people think it's the opposite of that.
You know, that's a good point.
I mean,
that would
be the assumption I would have made.
Right. Right. And that's probably true. I don't have anything to back this, but that is probably true when you look at nursing homes or assisted living. It probably does. You know, they probably kind of they're at end of life and they're in the medical model now. But when they come to a community where there's active seniors and an active lifestyle, because, you know, we cook for them, clean for them, we do everything, you know, here. We have four dining venues. We have, you know, the indoor theater and the pool and, you know, the exercise programs where, you know, we have a personal trainer at their disposal. So it really is. We really have a great active group. And to get active or stay active is extremely important as we age. And so we document all the activities, and we document the progress. And it's just a great place to be and a great lifestyle.
That is incredible. I would bet you people don't know that. So you've got to get that word out there.
Yes.
For your ideal prospect, what is the first step you want them to take to get to know you better? Do you want them to go to your website, call you, do a tour? How does that work?
All of the above. We want you to go to the website, but we really want you to come on to the property. If I can get you here through those doors, then I can really open your eyes to what and who we really are. You can read a lot, you can go on the website, and you can look at things, but until you get here and get the feel, 95% of the people that move into Canterbury move here because it feels, they'll tell you, it feels like home, or it feels like the place where I could live. They just have a great feeling about it. And And that's the big difference. So if I can get you in the door and I can tour you and take you to dinner and show you the lifestyle and let you see the other residents and talk with them, then it does the selling for me.
So what website should they check out? What phone number should they call to set up to come see the property to talk to you?
It's CanterburyCourt.com. And they can email me, they can go on there and they can email me from the website and get more information, or they can just email me at marklennox@canterburyccrc.org.
Okay. Well, we greatly appreciate it. This has been Estate Planning Experts doing an interview with Mark Lennox of Canterbury Court. Mark, thanks so much for doing the interview.
All right. Thanks so much.
See everybody next time.
All right. Thanks so much. Enjoyed it. Bye-bye.